This week on The Art Beat, Come As You Aren't, a musical event and benefit concert featuring a blend of Lexington musicians, world beat rhythms, and a classic album by Pink Floyd. Coming to Lexington Saturday, April 1st.
My name is Scott Whidden. I'm a writer, teacher, and musician living in Lexington, Kentucky. The germ of this idea is because I have a deep love of Habitat for Humanity. And I think Habitat for me, I mean, it is about walls and construction and stuff, but really it's about building bridges between different parts of Lexington and different parts of a city. And I think it's one of the most profound experiences you can be a part of is be a part of a Habitat build. So I decided to put together a string of concerts, and it was going to be different themes with different bands in different venues. And they were going to be, once certain costs were made, the rest of the money would go to Habitat. So in January, me and Willie Eames and Tim Welch and Robbie Cosenza and Kim from Frigid Kitty and Sam, we did an All Velvet Underground thing. And it was great. It was at the Borough. And so I've always had a love of Pink Floyd. I've always wanted to work with Kevin Holm Hudson from the Twiggenberries. I've always wanted to work with Jim Gleason from the Johnson Brothers. And we all love the Floyd. So we decided to get together and recruit some people and put together a band that could do all of Dark Side of the Moon. And by that, I mean all the backing vocals, the horns, the samples, all the effects, stem to stern. And then we called up Mark from Cosmic Charlie's in Vectortone. And he was incredibly generous. And Jeremiah from Habitat for Humanity has been really a great force to work with in this. So on April 1st, at the new Cosmic Charlie's, which is on National Avenue, I think 723 National, around 10 p.m., the evening will begin with a rendering of Dark Side of the Moon and some selected Pink Floyd singles and rarities. The full band, including people like Mark Richardson from Palisades, Tracy McAllister and Audrey Adams, who are wonderful backing vocalists who've been part of a lot of projects here in town, Thomas Hatton on drums, Jim and Kevin, and we'll do the set, and it'll be a fun evening. And then after that, I was trying to think of some other people who could do this gig, and I got a call from a band called Curio Key Club. They're from Louisville, and they some of the Houndmouth guys, and they play with other people too. I think they've played with Bonnie Prince Billy, and they have a thing called Fela Booty, which is the greatest name ever. And they do Fela Kuti covers. Fela Kuti, who, if you don't know, was a 70s Afrobeat artist, sort of the James Brown of Africa, a revolutionary figure, a political figure, and an amazing horn player and a great arranger. So it's going to be a fun night of music, and it's all a benefit for Habitat for Humanity. And those funds will stay right here in Lexington to help people build houses and start lives.
Dark Side of the Moon. Why Dark Side of the Moon?
I think it's one of those records where anyone can find something in it that they like. And it's such a marquee record. It's such a record that emphasizes what can be done in a studio setting. It's one of those records that changes the way we listen to music. It's these kind of projects where you can get different people from different parts of Lexington, different bands, different genres. And we have a playbook now, like the record's the playbook. And how are we going to interpret that playbook, I think, is an interesting act that involves creativity, collaboration, and community. And for me, that's what Lexington music is all about right there.
The concert happens Saturday, April 1st. Information at CosmicCharlies.com. To hear our full interview with Scott Whidden, look for The Art Beat at WUKY.org. I'm Joe Conkright for 91.3 WUKY.